When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on Listen in the upper, the Listen Live link in the upper right corner, and that will click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great videos and photos and stories about animals that I post. And, you know, like 99% positive. However, we did have an alert this week, not a recall, but we'll tell you about that coming up. I think Nathan hasn't gotten over seeing the post yet. I mean, it's pretty dramatic, but it's an important one. So we'll be talking about it soon. And golly, it is beautiful, beautiful, sunny Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. And it is the fourth Sunday of a five Sunday month. So we have an extra Sunday this month. So that means we get to do another teaching show. And this is a series of shows that I started with Walter Stoffel, who is the author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. Phenomenal book about abused and neglected and beaten border collie that he rescued, and along with his wife, the stories of living with Lance. Unbelievable. But having him on and chatting with him about the book and all of that, I got this, you know, kind of message that let's work with Walter and do a teaching show and share everything you know about solving problems like this with dogs. So, and it started a whole series of shows, and now we're in the middle of that, and this is the next edition, and we're picking up right where I left off. And hopefully you listened to the encore presentation of Animal World the last Sunday of June, because that was our last teaching show. So you'll be all caught up. But if not, you can always go and catch up in the archives. All of this will make sense today, even though you maybe not quite as much because you don't have all the details from the hours of the shows previously, but it still makes sense, and you will get a lot out of it, whether or not you are up to speed. And we should be getting to that, probably by the bottom of the hour, I would think, for sure, we'll be getting serious. And so without further ado, let's welcome the balance from the other side of the country would be Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. Good morning, Walter, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Glad to be here.
Good morning, and say hi to Nathan, Animal World's production engineer. Nathan Miller is here, so good morning to Nathan, too.
Good morning, Martha, and happy sunny Sunday morning.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful Sunday morning here. And Walter, it's sunny back where you are too. Is that right?
It is very sunny.
Okay, so remind everybody, where are you coming from?
I live in a town called Canadensis that is about 15 minutes north of Stroudsburg in the state of Pennsylvania. We're kind of right on the Jersey border.
All right, and you've been having a heat wave. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
on the East Coast?
I would think that 93 and 94 qualify.
Okay. Now, are you in an area of Pennsylvania that typically gets really hot, or do you are you in an area that tends to stay cooler, or kind of what's your location like?
I would say that we have, you know, hot days in summer and very cold days in the winter. And this heat wave, I think it's breaking maybe a record here and there.
Okay.
So this is on the upper end of what we usually get, I would say.
Okay. And you said you're noticing a difference of the heat. You said it made a difference in your workout.
Yes. I refuse to say it's my age, and I don't think it was. I did a very grueling workout that I normally recover from quickly. When I got off my elliptical, the first thing I did was sit down in the garage and just kind of collect my thoughts and say, what did I just do to myself?
You said you were feeling kind of sick.
Yeah, it was like I used to run competitively, and in the summer, and if it was a hot, muggy race, I'm thinking one in particular, actually the EMT guy came over to me at the finish line and I shooed him away out of pride. I don't need your help.
Uh-huh.
So, and yesterday I was kind of channeling that same sickish feeling. It did go away. And
you said you normally work out like that, and you aren't affected that way. So it's directly related to the higher heat. And I think that's I had you tell that story because it's important, and we're getting ready to have, you know, our first like major heat wave this summer coming up this next week here out in the Northwest. And, you know, we aren't used to this kind of heat, and it's a lot more humid here in this area than some of the areas of the country that are much hotter than us, but, you know, have a drier heat, and that's easier to tolerate. It's really important to remember that. So the normal activities that you would regularly engage in might be a little compromising when the temperature's really high. So, you know, like Walter, if you're going to like work out on your elliptical again, like today, you know, maybe you should slow it down a little bit and not do quite as heavy duty a workout when the weather's this hot. Because I know you don't want to mention age, but, you know, you have to pay attention to, you know, I have to be aware of that. And, you know, when the temperature goes way up, you know, it just sometimes you have to change what you normally would do.
Martha, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I hate more than getting practical advice.
Oh, well, then you're not going to like today's show at all.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Because that's what we're going to be doing for 3 hours here, Walter. So what the heck are you here for? All right. Well, then let's check in with the younger crowd, Nathan. Now, I think you're young enough that you may not notice how dramatic you have to adjust what you're doing when it gets really hot because you've got a younger body. So how do you do it?
Actually, I do have a little bit of a story too of dealing with really hot temperatures. This was back when I was probably maybe seventh or eighth grade, but I was playing baseball and we had a heat
you were
wave.
Living here in the Northwest.
Yeah,
right?
Still here in the Northwest, down in the Kent area. I was playing baseball, and this was the year maybe several years ago, we had like probably what we would have called our first like really big heat wave before we had last year's 115 degree weather.
Oh,
it hit
yeah.
95 degrees that year, and that was considerably really hot during that time. And that was just happened to be the year that our team decided to have all black uniforms.
Oh no, and the black absorbs
so,
heat.
Yeah, and I was an infielder, so it even gets more heat rating off of the sand and dirt from the infield.
Wow.
So we're just sitting there baking during that baseball game, and we had water supplies, you know, depleted or Gatorade within like the first one or two innings. So then like the parents of all the kids playing in the baseball game had to keep running back and forth from the facilities where the water fountain is and just keep constantly filling up water bottles and bringing them back to the field for us.
Wow.
Just so we could stay hydrated and somewhat cool. You know, we get back to the dugout and we would be pouring the water on our heads. And
oh, yeah.
One inning, the next inning, we'd be drinking it. So I know what heat is like.
Yeah, and out here, you know, 90s, so, you know, mid or 90s or more, that's major heat for us. And we're not used to being in those temperatures. I think, you know, growing up in this area, we never, I mean, I, you know, in grade school, junior high school, I don't ever remember having to deal with this type of heat. But of course, you know, and I got an email from from a friend of mine who now lives in Phoenix, Arizona. And she was we were talking about what the heat was doing down there as opposed to up here and all of that. And she described the heat and everything that was going on down there. And then her last sentence was, because, you know, she's always cracking jokes, can be sarcastic. And her last line was, you know, I mean, man, it's so hot. This way. She said, you know, and 'cause it would be really bad if climate change were real. So, you know, because, you know, we do have our climate deniers and all of that, but, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of see the patterns of what's going on around the world and say that there's nothing happening with the climate. But anyway, I'm not used to this and it's not normal out here. And so as a practical, sorry, Walter, bringing in a little practical and logical on you here. Nathan, what are we looking at as our weather this coming week? Because we do need to be more aware, because we're all animal lovers and we got to make sure we keep our animals safe, especially our dog friends. So what's coming up in our area?
Well, if you haven't gotten the memo yet, it's going to be quite hot this week. We're going to have nothing but sunshine throughout the entire week. I mean, I don't see a single day where it even says a hint of partly sunny skies through the day. Expect clear skies, really blue and bright out there. And that's going to warm temperatures up to probably a peak of 92 degrees on Wednesday. And throughout Tuesday through Thursday, and even Friday too, will be just hovering right around 90 degrees. So,
okay, well,
I mean,
that
it's
sounds like,
not
yeah,
as
maybe
warm as, you know, it could be, but it's still warm.
Yeah, no, I didn't look at any weather this morning, but I did watch all the weather last night. And it sounds like maybe they've brought down the estimate of temperature a little bit, because last night they were saying definitely above 90 for, you know, Tuesday through Friday and more mid 90s or higher. So I think my phone says 94-ish.
Yeah, I got 94 on my phone for Tuesday, and then on here what I have at the station, Tuesday says 90. It kind of fluctuates a little bit depending on where you look at, but nonetheless, expect, you know, low mid 90s throughout Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah, so of course out here in the Pacific Northwest, yeah, I've got 94 on my phones coming up for the week. I mean, that's just, for me, that's don't do anything. That's okay. I don't know. I'm done. Hopefully I won't have to do a whole lot of stuff in the heat of the day. I am fortunate that I feel very guided in my schedule and all of that. And I have been very busy and unable to keep up with a lot of phone calls and getting people scheduled and stuff. And lo and behold, when I, because I was really getting a little nervous about the heat coming up, and I was thinking, gee, I hope I, you know, not going to end up having to, you know, go work with a big dog out in the middle of, you know, a 95 degree day or something outside. But fortunately, everything I have scheduled is all happening here and around home this week. So I'm delighted that I don't have to be concerned about, I can really adjust according to the weather right now. And we'll find out next week if it works. But, you know, last year, Nathan, when we had that, you know, we were over 100 for a number of days. I mean, man, I was absolutely miserable. That was really, really, really tough. And a lot of people in our area, because, you know, most don't have, you know, air conditioning and that sort of thing. And we, not a lot of central air conditioning type stuff. Some of us have, you know, portable air conditioners and that sort of thing, but there was no hotel rooms available or anything. I remember my cousins had drove over to Leavenworth or something to find a hotel, an air conditioned hotel that had a room they could stay in, because there was nothing available around here. Everybody bailed and went to air conditioned places. So I couldn't have gone someplace if I wanted to, but anyway, I decided I had to have a better plan, and everybody said, well, you know, we're not going to go over 100 this year. We're not going to have that major a heat wave. But I decided a little while ago that, you know, I wasn't going to wait till it happened, and I was going to bite the bullet. And so I ordered, I have one portable air conditioner in my living area, but I have, my house is a long rambler, and my bedroom's at the opposite end of the house. And, you know, one little portable air conditioner in my living is not enough to take care of the whole house, and especially get down to the bedroom. So I hadn't had one for my bedroom, because when I moved in here, the portable air conditioner models would not work and vent through the kind of window I have in the bedroom. But when I investigated this time, I found out, oh, they've figured out how to do a vent system for the kind of window I have. So I ordered another one. Okay, so after the show today, between today and tomorrow, Martha has to figure out how to unpack this puppy and get it set up in the bedroom. So I'm thinking that shouldn't be all that difficult, and I can get that figured out. But then I'm thinking that with a unit at each end of the house, and especially one in the bedroom, I should not have to suffer like I did before. And me and my animal friends should be comfortable in the house and should have decent sleeping. But it all remains to be seen. And I, of course, will be able to let you know, Nathan, next week how we fare in the heat. But I think I got a good plan this time.
I think you got it pretty well nailed down. I was just thinking about before you mentioned that, actually, that these units we buy for our houses, no matter how big they might be, just can't cool down your whole house no matter what. So really what you should probably be doing, especially when it gets to like really unbearable temperatures for you, is pick a smaller room in your house, preferably maybe a small bedroom or something like that, and use it as a cool room, something that you can go into and just cool off and keep the door closed, keep it well insulated. That way you have a place to escape to and cool off. And really, if you keep your air conditioner in a larger size room, it's probably not going to really bring it that much cooler than what your house is already getting there anyway.
Well, and I can confirm that, because, you know, the air conditioner that I had, that I do have, is set up in my living area. So that's a very large, that's the largest room in the house and opens to the breakfast room and kitchen. Mm-hmm. And so last year when we were up over the hundreds for a few days, I mean, it just barely made a dent, you know, but it certainly wasn't cooling thing. I mean, you stood right in front of it. But it was not making any difference at all. But I think that I'm going to be able to, at the very minimum, I should be able to do what you just talked about. Mm-hmm. And if I can get this one set up in my bedroom, me and the animals could pile in there and actually close the door. And I know we would have then a really nice cool room.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping with one at each end of the house, you know, that it might, I might, and this is the best insulated house I've ever lived in. So if I get it right, you know, it might be like having an air conditioned house. I just don't know. So
just make sure you turn it on before it gets hot, not when
exactly.
It's hot.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. So anyway, I'll have a report next week. We'll find out how my new system works. Walter, are you okay in your house back there? Do you have an air conditioning system, central air or portable, or do you just tough it out?
Well, we have we live in a small log home. It's probably about 850 square feet. So if we have an air conditioner in the bedroom and one in the living room, And it pretty much suffices okay. for our needs.
Yeah, so it's kind of like what Nathan was talking about. You can go yeah. into the room and you have the portable. So that's great. But isn't that a nice mental picture, Walter, Nathan, thinking of Walter in a little log cabin?
Now, remember, this is the house that Lance bought.
Well, that's right. Oh, I didn't know that.
So he was the one that had good taste.
All right. Well, we'll give Lance the credit. So we are going to launch into our next teaching show. And we're at a point where we're getting to all the meat and potatoes and the practical, logical, the good stuff. Don't have a lot of, we've talked about the weather, and you just got to remember. And I did mention the Facebook thing, Nathan. We do want to remind everybody to just be really, really careful, not only about yourselves and your living situations, but about your animal friends. And please, 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 with the kind of weather we've got going on all over the country in this heat, do not take your animals in the car. Do not leave pets. Do not leave kids in the car. There is just, when we're into these higher temperatures, there's just no way that they can be safe. You know, and I always repeat, on a 70 degree day with the windows partially down, it only takes 10 minutes for the car to eat hot enough to cook your dog or your kids. And we're not talking 70 degree days now. You know, we're talking going to be in the 90s, and that's where you are too, Walter. And it just doesn't make any sense at all to take your dogs with you. But the only caution I'd give you about it, because, you know, we now know that if we see a dog or a kid in a car and the heat, that we can go ahead and break windows and save them, that's an okay thing to do. But I read an interesting article not too long ago, and I didn't know this, but apparently, you know, the Tesla cars, they have an air conditioning dog in the car mode. So like you can close your car up and leave the air conditioner will continue working. So you can leave your dog in the car and go into the store, but the car continues to air condition and the dog is safe. But it appears they're shut and locked up in a closed car. So, you know, I'm thinking, gosh, does everybody know that Teslas have this feature? And just because there's a dog or a kid locked up in a car on a hot day doesn't necessarily mean they're dying, because they have that air conditioner mode. Did you guys know that about Teslas?
No, mm-hmm. I didn't.
Okay, so Nathan knows because he's young. He knows everything. Walter, you didn't know either, huh?
I have only one question.
Yeah.
Can we have confidence that Tesla's design is infallible and that the system might not just break down?
Well, I was just about to mention, you know, too, when you're looking into seeing that dog or child in the Tesla, Teslas have a really big giant iPad type screen in the center console. Take a yeah. look at that screen. It'll let you know if it's in dog mode or not. So,
oh, it will say yeah, that on the screen in the car.
Illuminated, and it'll say dog mode activated. Don't worry about me. It is a comfortable 68 degrees inside of here. The air conditioning is on.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
if you don't
good.
See so that screen,
you don't see that
yeah,
screen,
then you might be in trouble.
I gotcha. Okay, well, that's good to know. See, it's good we have you, Nathan.
And
you know,
and the things. Dog is saying, I just as soon not have my owners come back because I'm very comfortable right now.
Well, you know, that might be debatable, but anyway, that's good to know. So look, if you see a Tesla closed up with dog or a young kid in there, look at the screen. And because if it says dog mode activated, then you know that the car is air conditioned and everybody is fine inside. No need to break windows and you would get in trouble. So that is good to know. All righty. Well, it looks like Nathan... We have chatted ourselves here through our commercial time. So, and I haven't even officially started the show yet. So let's take care of advertisers so we stay on schedule. We'll come back and I'll officially start the show with our Sunday St. Francis prayers and affirmations. And we will go ahead and launch into our first teaching show and get going with all of that. And so get your note-taking stuff ready, because you're going to want to take notes as well as be able to listen to the archives. That's the good thing, because all the shows we do now are recorded and archived, so you can go and listen over and over again if you need to. But this kind of stuff, you're probably going to want to take some notes as well. So everybody, stay right where you are. Walter Stoffel is here. We're going to get into a lot of the specific things you need to all the owners need to teach their dogs, and we will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and now we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they of course run the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, in the Canyon Park area, and the Yoga Hall, and then of course the wonderful Ananda Farms on Camino Island, and man, stuff is growing at the farm, and oh, the best produce and products around if you want great organic homegrown stuff. And the farm has open hours now, so check them out. You can check out general events and classes with Ananda at the Blue Lotus Temple or the Yoga Hall by going to anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org, or anandawa.org works too. Or check out what's going on up the farm and when they're open and you can stop by, or what markets you can find them at. That would be Ananda Farms, with an S, anandafarms.com. All righty then. Let's see. We best get cracking here. I mean, Walter Stoffel's here, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. Nathan is here. Stacy is off today because we're not taking phone calls. So she's off. And let's see, I start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with all the animals. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple little Saint Francis prayers. And then I got a whole pile of affirmations we do to get ourselves all spiritualized up for the day and the week. Sounds like we're going to need that energy this week with all this heat going on. So let's get started. Now, participating in this part of the show is optional. Your choice. You can pray along with me. You can say the affirmations along with me. And I know there's a lot of you out there that do them on a daily basis like I do, you know, because I hear from you guys. Or you can just not participate at all. It's totally up to you. It's not like dancing when the exercise portion of the show happens at 10 and 11 when we do Love Train. Then that dancing is required. But this is optional. All righty. So I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty. Now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, that's our prayer section. Now we go into the affirmations, and these affirmations are ones that either I or members of our animal world family here have found to be very powerful, and they're all chosen for specific reasons. Some of them we do for ourselves as individuals. Sometimes we do them for our group, kind of collective, our animal world family. The first one we start one is for is for us as individuals. And boy, I found this just when I started. I learned this affirmation, and I started doing this. I don't know, years. It totally shifted the whole focus of my life. It does change things. So here we go. Now, remember, I say each of them out loud three times, and you can say them with me or not. It's totally up to you. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Okay. Whew. And then I just got kind of a message that it doesn't mean that everything goes away and changes everything and everything is just hunky-dory, because that's not what life is all about down here. And we are here to learn lessons and grow. But it changes the perspective and it shifts the energy and why things are happening. When you look at it from this perspective, it makes a huge difference. All right. Affirmation number two. This we do for ourselves as a group collective. And this one came from our bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. She often gives out this affirmation, and it is ever so powerful. All right. Three times. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one actually comes from Ananda Institute in Italy, actually. And this is the one I used to get in the right frame of health and well-being to go out in the world these days, because we've got all these viruses to live with and so forth. So this takes you out with the right mental attitude rather than going out in fear. So three times on this one as well. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our medium and communicator and personal awareness coach. I find this one particularly helpful with all the stuff going on in the world. And three times on this one, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. Now we've got one, our last completion affirmation here is the Warrior of Light affirmation from Ananda. I love this one. And when we say this one, just imagine the love and the light spreading all over the planet with everything that's going on. It is, you know, love and light, the most powerful energies on the planet. Let's spread them around and let's elevate all of our consciousness. Here we go. Three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And we're going to spread it all around the planet at the top of the next 2 hours with the love train. So we'll carry on the theme then. All righty then, we are officially here and good to go. Let's see. One mention here, and then it looks like Nathan, we probably better fire up ads again so we can get that out of the way, and then spend the rest of the hour just with education. At any rate, I did want to for those of you that are here every week and so forth. Last week had to talk to Natasha. You know, I love the hummingbirds, and I've taken them up as a wonderful hobby and feeding them, and I have 7 feeders around and had tons and tons of hummingbirds, but mine disappeared. I mean, after the breeding season, they disappeared and they came back with babies and we had all that fun stuff. And then all of a sudden they were gone again. So last week they had been gone for a few weeks, and my intuition on the whole thing was that nothing was blooming. And you know, with the forest and the trees, the sun doesn't get down to the ground. And we were so late here at my property, and just the kind of the block or two all around me, nothing was blooming. You could drive a mile down the road, and when you're out of the forest and into the sun, everything's blooming. Well, it was just last Sunday that my first Crocosmia bloom opened and the lilies were starting to open. Well, by midweek, everything was in full bloom. And so I suspected, and Natasha confirmed it, that the hummingbirds don't just drink just the nectar that we make in feeders. They need the nectar from the real flowers too. And so they need to be in an environment where they can get both. And that all the hummingbirds here had simply kind of moved out a little bit where everything was blooming, but she said they'd be back. Sure enough, by midweek, all my Crocosmia is in full bloom. I've got my million bells going, fuchsias are blooming. And guess who showed up on Friday? I saw 2 hummingbirds. So I was like delighted. I, as soon as I got home on Friday, I went out and scrubbed and cleaned all the feeders and reloaded them and got everything going. Well, now I have 3. And so Natasha said they'd come back slowly. So it looks like every day there's another hummingbird coming. So all is right with the world. My hummingbirds are back and coming. So I'm real pleased about that. All righty. So let's see. It is. We'll be right on time. We're going to take care of advertisers. So we don't miss the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them and all that stuff. And then get ready because we will begin all the teaching stuff. I'll catch us up to where we were and then pick up where I left off and the rest of the show. This is what we're going to be doing. So I'll explain in more detail when we get back. So stay right where you are. Walter Stoffel is here and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for being here listening to Animal World this Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our neuroenergetic balancer, and gosh, what a gifted healer he is. And you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Remember, he's got the do-it-yourself program at home, so you can learn the Matt Rasmussen reset in case your dog's nervous system is stuck or cat. It is an amazing program. Check it all out at healingministryforanimals.com. Dr. Nels always does a free telephone evaluation, just like I do. So all you have to do is click on the contact link and fill out the little form and say, hey, I want to talk to you. He'll arrange a phone call, talk to you for free. Alrighty. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. Got great rates. You get interview on the phone or interview on the show and links on the website. All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call. Not now. I'm on the radio after the show, 360-217-7258. 7258. And of course, our wonderful sound healer of the Northwest is back in business, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Check it out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Great video on Facebook, you know, to see the gongs and the sound healing in action and the acutonic forks. And Jude can work with you in person in the office or remotely over the phone. So give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are ready to start this teaching show. And so just to catch any of you up that don't know what's going on, haven't been around, let's see. I don't know. Walter, when do you know when we started this whole business?
I believe it was, I'm going to say last fall.
Okay. So what a listener brought Walter's book to my attention, Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. Phenomenal book about the rescue of this, the life and the rescue of this border collie, Lance. And man, he was just had such a tough life. The neglect, the abuse, the beating, you know, his body was just broken. And, but he ended up being volatile. He was volatile aggressive and what I call a flash aggressor and serious, serious behavior issues and problems. And Walter and his wife often felt like their lives were on the line living with Lance. And then literally that happened with Lance and Walter, because he did some of the craziest stuff that it's a great read. And if anybody's interested in picking up the book, so you can catch up and see what started this whole thing. And by the way, Nathan does such a great job. The first teaching, I don't know if it was you or Nathan, but the first teaching show was October 31st of 2021. Halloween was our first show. And then first appearance and interview book interview was August 22nd, 2021. Okay. So August 22nd, we did the book interview and then we started the teaching shows on Halloween, August 31st of last year. So we've been at this a while.
Yep.
Now how this came about, just to catch everybody up, is that, once, you know, I did the show, the interview with Walter, and, I knew when I read the book, and one of the biggest reasons I wanted Walter on the show and to talk about Lance's story in the book was because we have a whole lot more knowledge in behavior therapy and actually veterinary medicine about what was likely going on with Lance and how to help him. Now, you know, all these years down the line, Lance was in your life, Walter, around 2002, in that area of time when this all was shaken out. So at that time, I, of course, since I've been a animal behavior therapist and trainer for decades, and I've been doing this work all of my life, I was reading the whole book, was like, darn, if he wasn't on the East Coast and knew about me, we could have helped. I could have helped him, could have helped Lance. We could have done a ton for all of you back at that stage. But now, 20 years later, holy moly, we could have done even more. So that kind of was the stimulus. It was like, well, but there was no way I could explain to Walter in 5 minutes, you know, what we would have done or could have done and all of that. And then I just got a message, because I'm so guided in what I do, is that, well, take advantage and use Walter and start a show and share with everybody how you work and how you do it and what you do. And nothing you do is difficult or complicated. So let's get it all out there. And then it'll be a whole lot easier to help people, you know, when we can specifically refer things when I'm talking about addressing problems. So that's where the idea came from. And then how I've structured this is, you know, I work with people privately, and just so you know, I, at this point in my career, I work very differently than other trainers or behaviorists do. So my history, I started training dogs in grade school. I was working professionally by the time I was 15. I was training professionally. I was working in veterinary hospitals. I eventually got a degree in veterinary technology. I worked and managed veterinary hospitals for close to 20 years, at the same time teaching obedience classes and training dogs and that sort of thing. And after almost 20 years of that stuff, I got to the point where it wasn't solving enough problems. I didn't understand enough. People'd come into the vet place I worked and say, oh, my dog, you know, bites the neighbor, chews up the couch, pees on the floor. What should I do? And I say, well, bring them to school. We'll teach them what they need to know. They'd come to school, learn sit down, stay, come, heal. And then they'd go home and they'd still bite the neighbor or chew up the couch or pee on the floor. The obedience training in class wasn't solving problems. So this was back in the early 80s, and my passion and my goal at that point became, I need to understand dogs. I need to know why they do what they do, and I need to know how to fix them and all of this stuff. So I sold out my own ownership of the largest obedience organization in the area and working, you know, doing classes and all of that. I started working privately. I started collecting dogs off of death row. So vets would call me, people would call me, sheltered. Oh, I got this bad one. You want it? Yeah, I guess. So I had 17 dogs in my house at one point and learning and working with them. And then and it was in the mid 80s that I started the format of what I do now when I work with people. You know, most people, if you work with a private trainer, they come and see you like once a week for an hour session or 2 hours, and you do a series of sessions and all of that sort of stuff. Well, I wanted to figure out what's going on and why, and break it down to a point where I could give people everything they needed to know, a comprehensive education about their dog, understanding everything, and then how to deal with all of this and get them started and resolving all the problems. And so I see people once with their dogs in their home, and the normal session takes 4 to 6 hours. Longer is more normal than shorter. I have them record the audio portion of the session on their phones and take notes. I work mostly with the people to educate them. I work with the dog as the dog allows, and I am able to work with them through the session. Sometimes I work with the dog throughout the whole session, and then we can work and actually do specific things at the end of the session. Sometimes the dogs, the behavior is so volatile that I can't work with them at all. But we still are very, very successful in getting things done. And at any rate, so I decided to structure these teaching shows as a private session. So I've been feeding you this information as I would in a private session. So once I get there, we sit down and we start working. I go through the general dog area of education. That's where we started. Then I go do a whole food section, how food affects behavior. So we've done that here on the show, and I taught you how to read labels and all the things that affect behavior, all that kind of stuff. We went through the physical health and well-being, things that are important, things that you can add on that level to help with behavior, like supplements and remedies and processes or procedures. Then the next general area I cover in the session is all the communication stuff. Physical body language, vocal tonality, teaching vocabulary, the telepathic and empathetic communication that dogs get the pictures in your mind and feel what you're feeling. Well, we've done all of that in a previous show. And then finishing up with the communication, which is what in the last show, we finished up with the communication, and then we started in to the teaching and what's involved there. And when we left off last show, I was covering the 4-step correctional teaching sequence and then the sequences that go along with that. Now, Nathan, Walter, you're on board and you remember the 4-step correctional teaching sequence. And I believe And I did my homework. I listened to the show again this week, so I know, you know, exactly where we left off. Had gone through the four-step sequence, and then I cut. And in that process, you learn the leave it sequence, and then we did the be quiet sequence. You know, I mean, the leave it is whatever you're thinking about or doing. Forget it. Leave it alone. That covers a lot of territory. Be quiet is be quiet. And that's where we ended. And that work for Nathan, you and Walter, kind of what you mm-hmm. recall. Yes. And I know, Walter, things were making sense to you last time. Did you have a chance to work with any of the stuff we did with your dog and that sort of thing? Or are you waiting for it all to come down?
Yeah, I really, not really. I didn't do any of it to this point. But actually, thanks for reminding me, because I should go back to that show and listen to it again.
Yeah, now, because now I'm giving you a quick overall view catch up of what we've already done and kind of what we did last time so that I can start where I left off. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I can't go back and repeat all of the stuff that we've done. This will all make sense to you, whether you were here or not. But it may then trigger the need for you to go back to the archives, because you can go back and listen to all the shows through or just the last one or whatever you want to do. Now, the four-step correctional teaching sequence that we started with, this is learning to control your tone of voice and then what you actually say to your dog, and is really like a big part of the ball game here is teaching them impulse control and what these words means, because dogs, you know, are not the unintelligent beings we've made them out to be. They don't have the same sophisticated left brain intellect that we adult humans have, but they do think and reason, have feelings and emotions, and even though they're more childlike in their thinking, they are young children, they're easy to communicate with when you know what you're doing. Some are smarter than others. The basic four-step teaching sequence that I started last time, the four steps are simple, and I taught it and explained it to you as the leave it sequence. So if we have food, you know, on the table, dog comes to get the food, then I explained the four-step correction teaching sequence. Step one being tell them they're wrong. No. Step two, tell them what's right, leave it. Step three is where your training tools come in, because you need a way to break through what the dog is thinking and interrupt that thinking and stop them from going after the food. And once you do that with the training tool, then step four is praise. Good, leave it. That's a good leave it. What a good leave it. Sometimes we add a step or two, which is going to come up next in the off sequence. So that's where we were. I explained the leave it, the be quiet, and we're going to pick up, because we're almost to the top of the hour. So right now we're going to stop and get on the love train and get our dancing and exercise and spreading the love around the world for this hour. And then when we continue next hour, we'll pick right up. And is jumping up? Pretty much most dogs jump up. If your dog lacks manners in that department, that's the next sequence we're going to cover. And then I'm going to go into all the general exercises that I have owners teach. And many of them are things that everybody should teach their dogs. And so I'm going to go through all those things that you can teach. And then the last thing we'll do is come back to our specific cases of problems and what to do about them. But it occurred to me, I think the sequence that we're going to go with, and Walter, what I want you to know is that we'll go through all these things that everybody needs to teach, and all the explanation of all of that. Then before we go into any other specific cases from your listeners and the emails we have and what kind of helped me structure this from the beginning, I think we will cover Lance's case first. and talk about Lance and what we could have done then, what we could do now, and the information that people need to know if they have a dog that has similar things going on. So that's kind of the plan. We won't get to all that this show, but this is all going to be 2 hours of really good stuff coming up. So right now we're going to break for the top of the hour and Love Train. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join us on the Love Train. We're going to cruise through your house, pick you up, and let's spread the love and the light all over the world. And let's just see peace on earth, goodwill towards men, and all of that good stuff. And then we will come back and get started teaching. So I energize up the Love Train with a yogi energization prayer. And here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in me forever and forever. And we're getting Walter up to dance via the Love Train. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here. Love Train's coming up on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.